From the studios of WMAA-FMHD, welcome to another edition of How You're Living, a show about life with the Funderburks. The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the professionals and the guest, and not of WMAA-FMHD Radio or North Carolina A&T State University. And now, here's your host, Dr. Nanette and Keith Funderburk.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of How You Livin', a show about life with the Funderburks. I am Dr. Nanette Funderburk, your resident psychotherapist, and as always, I keep bringing him back, y'all.
Look, I'm actually standing on the side of the road, and he picks me up, and then we go to the studio.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I get excited because he brings me back every week.
What? Wait, yeah, how am I supposed to say it?
I'm not quite sure, but again, I am Dr. Nanette Funderburk's husband, yeah. Her main man, Keith Funderburk. And of course, you know, I really do enjoy, I really enjoy when you pick me up. Nah, that's right, Dr. Funderburk. Dr. Funderburk,
mm-hmm.
Man, today,
mm-hmm.
show,
mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to really show out.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right.
I'm a skirt.
Look, Dr. Funderburk,
yes.
Today's show, I'm going to give you a really cool theme name.
Okay.
All right. So my theme name for this particular week.
Yes, sir.
Is Freddy.
How do you... Why you keep doing this? I mean, you've been Steve before. Last time you were Cupe for Cupid. Now you're Freddie.
Okay, I meant to tell you the whole name.
Okay.
Freddie Murphy.
Oh my goodness.
What's wrong, Dr. Funderburk?
This dude, y'all, this dude, I am going to keep him. He's a keeper.
Dr. Funderburk, my name, just call me Freddie Murphy.
Freddie Murphy. Okay, I love it. I think that's my favorite name ever.
Oh, really? you can call me that name.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I love it. So we're talking to Freddie Murphy here today because guess what?
What you got?
We are talking about, laughing.
Yeah. Look, I love to laugh.
Laughing through life because life can get the life in sometimes, y'all. Love. And laughter helps us out. There's a book that says it's like medicine, and it really is. There's evidence-based training or therapy out there that says laughter interventions can be done in therapy. It's evidence-based and can make significant clinical changes when people are depressed or just for whatever reason not feeling great.
Man, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Look, I just thought I just enjoy laughing.
You know? Do enjoy laughing.
Yeah.
And y'all, he keeps me in stitches. If you can't tell, I'm sure y'all can tell because he does it. He's just natural.
Look, you got there. Sometimes in life, I really believe this, Dr. Funderburk.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't laugh your way through some of this stuff that we go through in life,
mm-hmm.
man, it will get rough. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. it will. If you don't, you know, I guess sometimes it's something about laughing, you know.
Yeah.
I even heard that laughing,
yes,
is just as contagious,
mm-hmm.
as yawning.
I can believe that. Because have you ever seen a baby laugh?
Oh, my goodness.
Have you ever seen a baby or a toddler or just a little kid? Have you ever seen them laugh at something? And a lot of times, you know, because everything is new for little people.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking at something that we think is mundane, but they crack up over that stuff. And the laugh is just, oh, my goodness. Laughing because they're laughing because their laugh is so funny.
You know, one of the first things, I don't know if you remember with Charlotte when she was born and she was mm-hmm. an infant.
Mm-hmm.
They had these little, you know, she would watch these cartoon characters.
Yes.
And one of the things that they did on that particular show mm-hmm. is that they laughed.
That they laughed all the time.
Right. And it was amazing. you know, seeing a baby laugh, it is one of the cutest things that you can see. And then it, man, I tell you, it was so contagious.
It would crack her up. I mean, even as an infant, it would crack her up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and it, of course, I mean, that was one of those emotions that she started. Mm-hmm. I mean, even as an infant,
yeah.
You know, you learn how to laugh.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
She learned how to laugh before she learned how to talk, before she learned how to babble.
She did.
You know, I didn't think about it, but that You're is right. just amazing.
It is.
You know, if we learn how to just laugh, though.
Yeah.
But Doc, now you tell me some more of this thing about this evidence base. You know, I know you're the big time doc and you know all that research and stuff. But really, though, I mean, what is it that laughing is doing in our brain and our body? What is it that you think is happening?
Mm-hmm. So laughter therapy, like I said, it's evidence-based and it's a clinical intervention. It can reduce cortisol. That's that stress hormone that gets out there and, yes. you know, it can kind of hang around and produce stuff that we, you know, just don't need it to do. I mean, it's necessary because it is in our bodies, but we don't need it around all the time. And when we're stressed, it's around too long. So it can reduce the cortisol. It can alleviate pain. It can just overall improve our mental health. And that's exactly what many of us need to do. We've got to make sure that we are keeping things in the right perspective, right? And sometimes we just got to laugh. So it could be genuine humor or genuine, you know, things that genuinely make you laugh, or it can be intentional, like an intentional laughter exercise. So like, even if the laughter is forced, initially it might be forced, but you start that laughing, and especially if you start it in the presence of another person, it can catch on and then turn into genuine laughter. But with laughter therapy, like I said, there can be genuine laughter exercises. There could be, you know, just kind of playful movements and breathing exercises, group exercises that could lead to laughter, or that could, you know, self-induce laughter. But also, the thing that I like to think about is the positive, it's called positive reminiscence. So recalling genuinely funny or genuinely joyful experiences. And you all can think about things, I'm sure, out there. You can think about situations right now. And as you think of some of those things that were funny, maybe years ago, it can bring the laughter into today's moment. And possibly make you feel just a little bit better. It even, you know, it kind of massages, massages your all of those interior, those inner organs. It gets they all get a little massage when you laugh. And we just need that, y'all. It gets things flowing.
All right. So, Dr. Funderburk.
Yeah.
Now, I know you got the glasses and you got the PhD and all that stuff.
But they're readers. Thank you very much.
Okay. Glasses, readers, you know, same thing. So, the question is, again, as an academic, taking off that hat, when was the last time you laughed? I mean, just show enough, belly aching, crying out your eyeballs, snot running, laugh.
Okay, really? Snot running?
Okay, y'all know Dr. Farnbrake don't have snot.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I can't. So a laughter moment to give you, this isn't what I can't remember I had that type of laugh, but
right.
So when I was pregnant, y'all, you know, everything can happen when you are pregnant in your body. And so my nose would always be stuffy. My nose got stuffy when I was pregnant.
Okay.
And so I was always, you know, either sniffing or blowing my nose. And so what did Keith call me? Snots. He called me Snots, y'all, like it was my name. And I'm like, really, sir?
That's right.
But it was funny. It really was funny. And sometimes I think about that, or I'll share that with someone who, you know, didn't know me at the time, and they'll get a good laugh off of it too. But I did just last night, I was actually thinking about my dad, whom we've shared with you all that he passed away a couple years ago. And I still can't believe that, man.
Right.
And So he passed away, and I was thinking about last night how, so my dad was a member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated.
Right, right.
And he was very proud of when he was the Dean of Pledges. He was the Dean of Pledges when he was in undergrad, and he went to Florida Memorial. It was Florida Memorial College at that time, but now it's Florida Memorial University in Florida.
Yeah.
It's an HBCU in Florida. And he talks about how he had the guys coming in and they had on, I think, these black boots, like black patent leather boots and gold helmets. And they came in doing their step, and then they were in the calf, mm-hmm. and all the girls were so excited. That's how he explained it. They were so excited. And then they were on the table. The girls were standing on the tables
watching and screaming.
Oh my goodness. And so then of course daddy had to do the step. Right. Daddy had to show me the step. So I remembered this at various points in my life. Daddy would talk about this moment and how, you know, they would come into the calf and they were doing their thing and they mm-hmm. were doing their step. And daddy is at that point, I don't know, 50, 60, 70, however old he was at the different times, but he was doing step. Hello. And I thought about that last night and I got such a tickle. You know, it wasn't a fall over laughing laugh because we were, going to sleep. And mm-hmm. but I thought about it and it brought joy.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something about those pleasant memories, you know, that you can reflect on. And I do remember your dad telling that story.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, I'm thinking Nanette can be kind of academic, man, her daddy. Wow, this dude, I mean, I think he walks around with this like 300-pound dictionary. I think that's all he does. He just sits there, thinks up with these words. So, but again, thank you for listening.
My daddy.
Thank you for listening. You're listening to How You Living, A Show About Life with Keith and Dr. Nanette Funderburk. Today, y'all, laughter is medicine.
Yes.
There it is. So look, we're giving you a little bit of medicine today. We're talking about laughter.
And, you know, I think what I just mentioned also can, you know, sometimes you think, you know, when you're grieving someone, because I was talking about my dad, right? And he's not with us anymore. And I'm just like, man, I can't. I just don't like that he's not with us anymore.
Right.
But can I laugh while I grieve?
Yeah.
And the answer to that is yes. But you have to allow yourself to go there.
But, you know, and that's difficult, though.
It can be.
Because, again, when people grieve, and again, everyone grieves differently.
Right.
But I can really think back on when I lost my twin brother. Again, so he
now
and I.
Now, that dude.
Yeah. I mean, now.
Y'all think Keith is a nut. Get them together.
Man, I tell you.
Oh,
though,
my goodness.
Look, being a twin was fun. I mean, I loved it. But, you know. You know, Dr. Funderburk,
mm-hmm.
we were together literally from the beginning.
You were.
I mean, I was the second zygote. It was his name is Kevin. Was the first zygote. Mom and Dad didn't know. Mom and Dad didn't know they were having twins.
Right.
And so this is back in.
Actually, they thought that they were having one baby girl.
Girl. Now, how you gonna say that, Mom and Daddy?
Now, they just made that up because they weren't doing sonograms and stuff.
That's exactly right. So, you know, so it is really interesting, though. But, of course, you know, we were from the beginning. That was a funny thing right there. But, you know. But
oh, was that a joke and I didn't get it?
Yeah, but that was, well, it was sometime. Yeah,
sorry.
I know. Academics. I know.
Oh, really?
Okay, that's right. That's right. But seriously, though, when people grieve,
mm-hmm.
you know, and some of us, you know, to help the grieving process
mm-hmm.
is laughter by telling stories of how, you know, this person or this particular situation was impactful to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and it will help. I mean, to help reduce some of that cortisol, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's some type of neurotransmitter just in our body.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can reduce that just a little bit, mm-hmm. man, you might just feel a little bit better. Maybe your head might not hurt as long. Maybe you may not have some of those weird pains in your body.
Yes, possibly so. It, you know, when you're feeling grief or when you're feeling sadness or when you're feeling frustration, when you're feeling any of those emotions that lean negative, you can feel kind of heavy. Mm-hmm. And laughter can lift that heaviness. It gives you the opportunity to get out. You know, when you're laughing, you're of course, your voice, oftentimes you're hearing your voice come out of your mouth. You're expelling a lot of air out of your mouth, and you allow yourself to not just sit still,
right,
and stay stuck in the funk.
That's right.
of whatever it is that's going on in that moment. Many times, just moving, you know, getting up out of your seat and going to a different position, or going from your couch to step outside for a little bit. Even doing that without the laughter can be helpful, just because you're moving your body. You're not stagnant. But when you add something like laughter in there, that's going to cause change in how you breathe. It can cause a change in your blood pressure, especially if you're in those low moods and you start laughing really hard. That's going to bring everything up in your body. You breathe differently. Your heart rate changes. Blood pressure can change. So it really does cause that physiological change in your body. And sometimes it's exactly what we need. The research out there is really promising, and it says that laughter therapy is not a gimmick.
That's right.
Now, it's not strong enough to just use on its own, so don't think that you can just go do laughter therapy and everything is done. But it's absolutely something that can reduce stress. And I want to talk really quickly about one of the studies that was done, and this was in 2023. Let's see, a systematic review and meta-analysis. So meta-analysis is an article that was created by reviewing a lot of other articles. That's the short of it. And so that's the studies included 315 adults that found that laughter interventions were associated with a significant reduction in the cortisol. Like we were saying earlier, that's the body's primary stress hormone.
Wow.
So this pooled reduction was about 32%. That's the part of I was trying to get to. It went down. The cortisol was reduced by about 32%. So, I mean, when you think about laughter, and it was just laughter, and we were almost born knowing how to do it. It's like, wow, but it made a 32% change.
Wow. I mean, but that is just so impactful. You know, I remember back, I was just thinking about Marlon Wayans. He's a comedian. And, you mm-hmm. know, he was talking about how he was grieving for his mom.
Yeah.
And one of the things that Marlon Wayans, of course, you know, we know about the Wayans family, but he said laughing mm-hmm. helped him deal with the grief of his mother.
Mm.
I mean, his mom was, I mean, again, he was very close to his mom, probably like just as close as I was to my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so just laughing and talking about it and addressing it really through that humor allowed him to go through that grieving process.
Yeah.
You know, and even I wanted to give you this quote that I found also.
Okay.
You know, and this is from W.E. Du Bois. Or Dubois, mm-hmm. depending on how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, I am especially glad of the divine gift of laughter.
Mm-hmm.
It has made the world human and lovable, despite all its pain and its wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's interesting. You know, despite all this going on in society, even today, and this is, I mean, this is back in the early 1900s when he made this particular comment.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, the impact of laughter,
mm-hmm.
you know,
just when there's so much going on, y'all. And yeah. y'all know that there's so much going on. There are things going on in your personal lives. There are things going on, you know, that nobody else knows about. There are things going on in our world, you know, that kind of everybody knows about. And it can feel a little bit like, well, how in the world can humor help with the trauma that I might have experienced. But one of the things that I think is really important, and this is some of what helps with when we do play therapy with kids,
okay,
the play or in this case, the laughter can create just enough psychological distance from it, whatever the it is, whatever the situation is, to make the experience a little bit more tolerable. You're not denying what happened. You're just making it such that I can actually tolerate it. I can live through this. I can process through this. So when you think about it, it really is a very simple way to be able to deal with the heavier things in life.
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying with play therapy too. Because play therapy can be helpful for adults as well.
Yeah.
It allows you to put some distance in between that thing, that feared thing that's so heavy, that thing that might be scary for you.
Yeah.
But you're still not saying it didn't happen. Nobody is trying to say that, you know, it didn't happen. So, because sometimes people are like, that's just denying.
Right.
That's just avoiding reality. And it's not avoiding reality. We're taking a different route to address the reality.
Yeah, because sometimes I remember, and I was guilty of that, Dr. Funderburg.
What do you mean?
I remember one time I was growing up. I had a friend of mine, and he had died, and I was in high school.
Mm.
And man, it was it was a very close friend.
Yeah.
And when he died, and this is the first time I experienced death of a friend, and I remember his brother and his sister. And man, I could see them, and they were at the funeral, and they went, when I went to their house, you know, they were laughing, and mm-hmm. they were just, you know, just, I mean, they were still grieving, but they were laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, how can you laugh? I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Why did I see that? I mean, you're disrespecting. I had all these really, you know, negative emotions,
mm-hmm.
but you know what though, Dr. Funderburg, as I got a little older and a more mature,
mm-hmm.
I began to realize that laughter was, for them, was therapeutic.
It was helping them through it. Well, that's what the old folks say. Keep on living.
That's right. Keep on living. You know, because mm-hmm. laughter, again, it is some type of it can be some type of a medicine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let me ask you this question then. When you think about laughter, you know, can parents use humor
mm-hmm.
to build stronger relationships with their children?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it has to be placed appropriately, right?
Right, right.
So you don't want to laugh at your child
right.
with something that they're struggling with,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want to use it to make light of a situation that the child thinks is heavy, and especially if they don't understand what the laughing is about. But when you can help them to see that, hey, you were once their age too, and this is one of the things I did,
right,
or let's say maybe there's that first major breakup,
mm-hmm.
and maybe you two just have to sit down and watch a funny movie together, watch a favorite comedy, watch an old comedy, whatever it is, some kind of comedy, something that's going to help them to laugh. It's just going to, again, remember we were talking about shifting that cortisol or reducing the presence of that cortisol so that you can see something different. When your body is filled with that stress hormone and it's thinking, oh my goodness, there's something that we've got to be on guard for.
Yeah.
It's hard to pay attention to things that might actually be something that, that they could take light of in the moment or be, you know, kind of light about in the moment. But when a trusted person carries them to the movie, and meaning, you know, you sit down in front of the movie and pull it up on your TV app or whatever, or actually going to a movie theater, and you sit and laugh with this trusted person,
yeah.
and then that trusted person looks over at this child
mm-hmm.
and says, you know what? I know it hurts a little bit right now, but it really is going to be okay.
Yeah.
You've moved them to a place where they can now accept, maybe it can be okay. If I can feel this laughter and actually chuckle just a little bit,
that's right.
Maybe it can, but they might need your guidance in that.
Yeah. You know, because really I think about even when you're just establishing relationships,
mm-hmm.
okay, and this is for the men, you know, one of the things that is really important is we have to have good quality relationships with our children, especially our little ones. Mm-hmm. You know, oftentimes I find myself, you know, I'm working in the evenings, you know, I work day and I work night. And for my daughter, mm-hmm. you know, she doesn't understand that daddy's having to work as long as I work. Mm-hmm. But from time to time in the day, and I do this every day, mm-hmm. I make sure that I give her time. And a lot of that time is through laughter.
Oh, they have GiggleCon 2026. Yeah, yeah.
But see, you know, you know, and we're sitting there and I'm calling her a rascal and she's calling me a rascal. And
she actually calls him rascal, y'all.
That's right. And like sometimes
Daddy Rascal is what she calls right. him.
So I have a lot of daddy names. And so I became Daddy Dog.
Yes. That's and from one of her favorite cartoons.
Yeah. And so, but the thing is, though, for her, it's important that we have that relationship building, mm-hmm. and it can be through laughter.
Through laughter. And so, absolutely.
And see, guys, now sometimes we think, you know, it's weak or, you know, you might be, quote, punking out.
Mm-hmm.
But no, guys, no. Man, get down on the floor, man, run, you know, crawl on the floor, man, run in the grass.
It takes a really strong man to have your 3-year-old put a bow in your hair, and then you're like, okay, I got this bow in my hair, and right. and then she's looking at you like, oh, you look pretty.
That's right. And look, I'm gonna work this bow.
Uh-huh. You know, he sure did.
Okay, so Dr. Funderman, I got 5 practical tips, and okay. we're gonna close it out.
All right.
5 things that an individual can do, mm-hmm. to really just look at laughter and okay. how you can address it.
Okay.
One of the biggest things you can do is watch your favorite comedian.
Somebody needs to call up Freddie.
That is
Freddie Murphy.
Freddie Murphy, look, call me up and we will bust out laughing. And that might be an older laugh. I mean, like some of your older comedians, some of the new ones.
Mm-hmm.
Spend time with joyful people.
Oh, put a star beside that one, y'all. Oh. Put a star beside that one. So what's the converse of that? The inverse of that? Do not spend time with cranky people or with irritable people or with negative Nancy's and negative Nelsons.
That's right. Look, I got to go. You know, I got to mm-hmm. go. You know, mm-hmm. you got, I mean, it's just so important.
Because it's contagious. Emotions are contagious.
Play games with your family.
Play games.
You know, and again, you can.
Old school games and new school games.
That's exactly right. Keep a humor journal.
Now, that's interesting because we get forgetful sometimes. Our memories get short.
That's right. And I know we hear a lot about like gratitude journals or mm-hmm. thankful journals. But mm-hmm. what about a humor journal?
I like that one.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. And then last but not least, Dr. Funderman, learn not to take yourself too seriously.
Yeah. Keith is really good at that. I have to work on that.
Yeah. Dr. Funderman, we got to get out of here.
We got to go. We're so glad that you all came to join us again today. If you have any comments or questions, please make sure that you're messaging us at WNAAFM@ncat.edu. And join us next time on How You Living, a show about life with the Funderburks. Take care, y'all.
Freddie Murphy out.
That wraps up another edition of How You Livin' with the Funderburks. The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the professionals and the guests and not of WNAA FMHD Radio or North Carolina A&T State University. As always, WNAA FM invites your feedback, so give us a call during normal business hours at 336-334-7936. This program was produced in the studios of 90.1 FM WNAA and is the sole property of WNAA FM HD and North Carolina A&T State University. No portion of this program may be aired, played, or reproduced without written permission from WNAA FM HD. Join us again next week for another edition of How You Livin' with the Funderburks on 90.1 FM WNAA.